A talented video game designing friend had a ready quip whenever startup executives asked him if he was a team player. Yes, he always responded. Team captain. He usually got hired. Makes teams better is fast becoming both an essential ingredient to getting hired and a mission-critical skill set worth measuring. After spending the weekend at the annual MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference, quantifying chemistry, identifying those talents, attributes, and combinatorial skills that make a team play so much better than a group of talented individuals has clearly become the new holy grail of sports analytics. How do you identify, blend, develop, train, and coach a mix of talents into holes measurably greater than the sum of their parts? What combinatorial characteristics of high performance empower everyone else to overperform? That's the franchise of the future challenge, haunting sports' brightest minds and biggest wallets. Of course, identifying Moneyball-like metrics and boosting individual performance remains vital. But this was the first time attending the event where so many of the top-tier athletic luminaries, particularly coaches and managers, spoke so wistfully and ambitiously about the analytic alchemy that can turn teammates into champions. The next step in analytics will be how to build chemistry, asserted Phil Jackson, the former Chicago Bulls and Los Angeles coach who's won the most NBA championships in history. As an 11-time champion, says Jackson, he was always looking for what creates the bonds between players that can meaningfully separate them from their competition. Jackson was famous or notorious for encouraging mindfulness, training, and meditation to get his players into harmony. But at his Building a Dynasty panel, Jackson stressed that he was always open to numbers and analysis that offered actionable insights into getting his teams to play better together. Motivating individual players such as Shaquille O'Neal or Kobe Bryant was one thing, he observed, but identifying those ingredients that got everyone motivated, both during practice and game time, was a qualitatively and quantitatively different challenge. We should be able to do much more now, Jackson said. George Karl, the 7th coach in NBA history to reach 1,000 wins, similarly stressed the need for serious coaches and general managers to quantify teamness. While sports and election stats guru Nate Silver, who decamped from the New York Times to ESPN, observed that quantifying chemistry in more team-oriented sports such as basketball and football matters far more than in more individualized performance sports such as baseball. But the larger emergent conference theme was that sports quants and analysts, as well as coaches and general managers, were becoming more creative, innovative, and aggressive in identifying not only what player combinations and matchups were more effective, but what were the special ingredients and secret sources that went into that success. More quantitative attention is being paid to how well players improve the in-game performances of their teammates. Are there particular game situations where the positive or negative influence is statistically pronounced? Can that impact be meaningfully correlated with psychological attributes or other behavioral characteristics? Indeed, how can the coaches improve the TQ, teamness quotient, of their players' performances? Of course, the MLB, NBA, NFL, and FIFA are hardly perfect analogues to either gigantic global enterprises or Silicon Valley startups, but high-performance companies in industries worldwide are digitally monitoring and measuring their people more comprehensively and rigorously. Professional sports and even the college ranks have become early adopters and innovators in multidimensional measurements for individuals and teams alike. Where Fortune 100 companies once invited pro coaches and athletes in as motivational speakers for internal events, the conversation is shifting to sharing analytic best practice. How might teamness improve the time to market performance of new product development efforts? How might CEOs and boards deploy headhunters and hire executives differently if chemistry can be better measured? Sports teams, of course, compete in physical time and space. But what can and should chemistry mean when teamwork is more digital and virtual? The MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference doesn't offer anything close to the answers to those questions. But this is exactly the arena where the future of quantifying team performance and teamwork is being measurably discussed. You can make an excellent living doing research in physical and or inorganic chemistry, but if you want to make a real post-industrial killing, come up with cutting-edge research in team chemistry.